everybody. Welcome back to Softballing With Us. This is episode 3 of season 2. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let's recap last week's tournament, the Easton Bama Bash. The tie took on Liberty and LSU ranked opponent and SEC opponent. For the Liberty game on Friday, the Tide won 6-3, capping off a great team win. Kaylee Tao led the offense. She had 3-for-3 for the day on the plate with a single RBI in the first inning. Alyssa Brown and KB Sides tallied on a pair of hits also. Alyssa Brown so far has been having a hit streak. She's been going. She's so far since the Liberty game, she had the first Liberty game, she was on a 6-game hit streak. And that continued over the weekend. She capped off the weekend with the 8-game win streak against LSU on Sunday. Our pitcher Lexi, she capped off her third season win against Liberty on Friday. On Saturday, the Tide beat Liberty again 8-1, which was another great team win, with Montana Fouts getting her third season win for the Liberty game. Kaylee Tao was also on fire that game too. On plate that whole day with the doubleheader against Liberty and LSU that day. She went 5-for-7 with a blistering .714 for her batting average. Alyssa Brown also, she was combined for a 3-for-5, earning a hit each game, which extended her current game streak to 8, like I just stated before. Lexi came in and pitched against LSU and capped off her season 4 win for that. So the LSU game, we beat LSU 5-2 for that game, which was a great team win for Saturday, especially after coming back from just having the game before at 1:30 and then coming back and playing immediately at 4 p.m. The Tide carried on into their hot streak against LSU on Sunday at 1 p.m. They won 13-5. With a run rule in the fifth inning. That was a great win for the Tide. They haven't beat LSU that bad in a while. Like that, Kaylee Tao was continuing to be the offensive spark plug for that weekend. She went 3-for-4 that game. She had 5 RBIs and 3 runs scored. And Bailey Dowling, she was definitely another backbone of Bama's offense. She capped off the game with a double to bring in 2 runs to end the game. So props to her. Montana Faust earned her 4th season win with that. And Patrick Murphy was very proud of the team, he said. He said it's been a long time since we run rule LSU and that they are a great team. And he complimented Montana Faust for hanging in there the whole game and getting us out of tough situations. Kaylee Tao was definitely the definition of 2 outs, so what? She had 2 situations where the bases were loaded and there was only 2 outs, and she got the Tide out of both of the jams. So excellent props to her. That was a great situation for them. The Tide was back in action on Wednesday in Rhodes Stadium against UAB at 6 o'clock. They won 7-1, so they remain undefeated, which is great to hear. Sarah Cornell, she earned her first season win taking on UAB, which was great. Bailey had a 3-run home run to give the Crimson Tide the lead over at UAB, so that's good. She did great there. Patrick Murphy said it was a great team win and said UAB has a very deep pitching staff, so she was impressed that their reliever was really good. And he thought that the whole game was settled in the first inning when Bailey hit that home run. So that's some great comments from the coach, Patrick Murphy. The Tide is back in business this weekend, and we'll talk about that in a second when we get back from our break. Thank you.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7 The Capstone.
Okay, and now we're back. This week, the Alabama Crimson Tide are hosting the Easton Crimson Classic at Rhodes Stadium. Tonight at 4 p.m., they will be having a doubleheader against Memphis, which they will be taking on at 4 p.m. and at 6 p.m. On Saturday, we have another doubleheader against the University of North Carolina Tar Heels. So that will start at 11 a.m. will be the first game, and the second game will be at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, we will be going against Troy at 1 p.m. So we look forward to that. And the Tide have another SEC game on Wednesday against Mississippi State at Rhodes Stadium. So you guys get out there and support them. Our softball team is doing great. They're undefeated right now. They look to stay undefeated right now. They're 9-0. We're on a 9-win streak. We're 7-0 at home, 1-0 at away. So let's pray that it keeps going. You know, the Tide is very powerful. Right now we're ranked in a lot of sports. We're ranked in football, men's basketball, baseball, softball, and gymnastics. So you guys get out there and support the Tide. You know, we need it, the Roll Tide community, of course. So please get out there and support all Alabama athletics if you can, because baseball will be also in play this weekend on Saturday and today. Their games got moved from Sunday to Saturday, so they will be playing a doubleheader due to the rainy weather that is coming up. So they will be going against Wright State tonight at 3 p.m. and on Saturday at 1 p.m. And then the next game will be after that. So if you can get out and support the Tide in any way, shape, or form, please do so. I just want to thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. You guys can find it on the internet at WVUA-FM, where we list all our podcasts. We also post the link on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. We also have it on the Google Podcast links, so you guys can easily find it. Please give some love and support to it as much as you can. Put any comments, anything that you want to listen to, or anything like that. I thank you so much for tuning in.